there are some lies in our science books. Taught it for 15 years. Even though I'm not teaching it anymore, I still like to study. It's so many neat things to learn. We're going to cover some of that tonight.
Perception is being managed. We are being steered and guided by a hidden hand.
The whole world has been duped by the media that is not real.
Smart thinking, possible time traveler. Smart thinking.
That night, boom, contact memory.
And then, Alex, if you don't agree, you'll be sent to a re-education camp.
Just because I'm old doesn't mean I've lost my touch with the ladies.
A lot of people here tonight felt like they lost. You know why?
Now, experts are suggesting that we're in a golden age of shape-shifting reptilian sightings. Now, why is that?
I was, and still am, a huge conspiracy guy. I literally ran out of new tin hat topics to research.
It was most definitely not capable of melting steel.
Then I would be a
welcome to the Hypothetical Institute, a podcast about conspiracies.
My name is Luke.
I'm Salt.
I'm Cam. Gentlemen, how are we?
Pretty good.
I'm pretty good. I just had a burger.
Perfect time to swallow right then.
I know, right? Did that come through loud and clear?
It came through really nice and clear, Robert.
The microphone is right on my Adam's apple. It's like Adam's apple height. Maybe I'll raise it.
Yeah, but maybe point it at your mouth?
I don't know. Interesting ideas, Cam.
Interesting mic technique idea. That's okay. I understand you're a little out of practice because we took like a little week off. Because you're moving country.
I'm a lot of moving parts in my life at the moment.
Including your life.
Sorry?
Including your life.
Including my life. Yeah. But we're getting there though. Next week, I'll be in New Zealand.
Getting the scoop on all of the New Zealand conspiracies.
Yeah, which are just the same as the Australian ones.
Yeah. Well, this week we are going to be talking about the Tartarian mud flood, which what? Is something that I've seen around before and had never like cared to look into it. Because why would I? It's not like I do a podcast about conspiracy theories. But it was brought to my attention specifically this week because there is a group called Tartaria Australia on Facebook, and they started a GoFundMe to raise money for the original people of Australia who were being vaccinated against their will. Now, I think a lot of people assumed that they were talking about Indigenous people, but as we discuss further in the episode, perhaps they were not.
Okay.
So I didn't do heaps of research for this one, Cam, but the research I did do, I was like, oh, this one doesn't seem to be racist.
Mm.
And finally, an ancient historical one, it's not racist. But what you're saying is this is maybe the most racist?
This one is pretty it's tricky. You could have it and not be racist, but I just kept on finding racists that were massively into it.
Right.
And I kept on finding it being articulated in racist ways because it all comes down to this idea that a whole heap of history has been erased from our consciousness and from our knowledge. And so one who did that, and there's a certain group that people keep on coming back to, as they do with a lot of conspiracies. And then there's also a lot of stuff about what history has been erased. And I like one thing I saw was someone saying, all right, everything you know about history is wrong. And it's all been set up by you know who to divide us. And so one example that they gave was like the slave trade in America, which obviously a lot of African Americans are not so, you know, keen on.
Mm.
Well, actually, it never happened. There was no slave trade, and African Americans are actually descended from Native Americans, and the Jews have just covered it all up.
Right. And I mean, you know who has covered it all up?
Yeah. Jesus, Cam.
this is anti-Semite saying this. The Jews have covered this all up to pit black people against white people, and to pit white people against black people, when in fact it's, you know, we should all be pitted against the Jews. But I mean, that's just it's just complete bullshit. But it was really frustrating doing a lot of research for this because they will just drop like 10 things like that in a minute. And that thing we've talked about before where if you were going to like debunk everything that they said, you would spend hours and hours explaining all of the evidence there is for the slave trade, all of the people who were involved in it, who just wrote down in their little diaries, kidnapped some slaves today. Like in all of the ship's manifests, like everything that exists. Oh, no, it was all just made up.
So came to prominence recently, right? This has been in the media this year.
Yeah, I think this is one of those things that was probably bouncing around. A lot of like flat earth people are really into this. And yeah, I think it blew up a little bit on socials, like on YouTube and that sort of thing in the last couple of years. And so the media has gotten onto it. But a lot of like the ideas, like the ideas of false history, and like I think we've talked about like missing centuries and you know, the Dark Ages and false chronology, like timelines being condensed and expanded, the history books not being accurate. We've talked about that before. All that stuff's been around for ages. But yeah, I think this specific Tartaria thing has popped up a bit in recent years. But I'll just finish talking about these dipshit anti-vaxxers that got us onto it. So they had this GoFundMe for like the original people of this country to protect them from the vaccines. They made like 20K on GoFundMe in like a day. And nowhere in it did they say what the money was for or who it was actually going to. And it was like, this has to be the easiest grift that anyone has ever come up with. extracting money out of these idiots. Anyway, that got me onto these Tartarian people in Australia, and that's why we decided to look at the Tartarian mudflood theory.
I've just jumped on Tartaria Australia Facebook, and yeah, it's a rich vein of... it's weird. One poster seems to post a lot of the historical, like, buildings around Melbourne, and it's like, this is the story of this building, and that's what they want you to think. So they've actually done a good bit of historical research for these buildings, but then they're saying it's not.
Yeah. They've done the research, and then they're like, none of that's true. Can't tell you what actually happened, but so Tartaria is a place. It's like basically Russia and Mongolia, right? Like in the olden days, there was a region called Tartaria.
Yep.
It wasn't like an empire. It was just like that general bit over there, that's Tartaria. Like the way that we live in Oceania.
Right. And it was just a thing that was written on some old maps, right?
Yeah. They're like, oh, all this stuff over here, that's just Tartaria. And maybe at the time there was someone who was like, what are those Tartarians up to? But it's like, there was no like grand Tartarian empire, or was there? So the idea of the Tartarian mudflood theory is that there was this globe-spanning civilization called the Tartarians. And their evidence of them can be found all around the world in architecture and in buried architecture. And they were wiped out in a grand war. And this is one of those ones where often there's a certain group who was blamed for wiping them out. And then there's also this idea that as well as wiping them out in this grand war, then there's been this concerted effort to remove them from history. Right. So every war that is fought, you might think it's about empire or, you know, colonialism or oil, but in fact all of these wars are designed to go around and smash up ancient architecture, the ancient Tartarian architecture. So when they bomb Dresden, when they bomb London, they're just blowing up the evidence of the Tartarians so that no one will remember them.
Right.
So there's that much work going into hiding it,
yeah,
that all of the military-industrial complex is focused on that solely.
Yeah. So when you see, like, in Iraq with ISIS and they're blowing up, you know, these ancient temples, that's because that, you know, ISIS is like, we're on board. So right. ISIS, the CIA, they're all working together just so we don't know about some old people.
Right.
And do we know why they need to be covered up? Like, did they, were they just too good?
Well, yeah. So that's the thing. I've seen some people being like, oh, you know, the Tartarians, they were really good. And that's why, you know, nefarious forces had to take them out. There are some ideas that they knew about, like free energy, or that they knew how to, you know, survive without eating food.
Right.
And so we've got, but it's like, you don't have to blow up all the buildings. Once you've wiped out the people and you've lost the knowledge of how to survive without eating food, you don't have to blow up all the buildings. But anyway, that's some of their ideas that are, you know, this ancient civilization, they had some, you know, amazing ideas that we could use, but if we had access to those ideas, then we wouldn't be part of the slave system that we're in.
I did see, so there's an article on Bloomberg about this earlier this year, and there's some quotes in it. So there's a guy that does a YouTube channel about this. I didn't know down his first name. Oh, he's a Norwegian called Joachim Skar. 26-year-old Norwegian who runs the Tartarian Meltdown YouTube channel. And he says it was all based on unity, oneness, peace, love, and harmony, which we don't see in today's society. Which is, I think, a little bit untrue. There's plenty of peace and love in today's society. He records it from a studio where he works as a plumber separate to this.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a studio where he just, you know, records his things. It says he's not an architect or historian, but has strong opinions on both.
Yeah.
We have two very different types of architecture, he says. There's modern architecture with the name brutalism, which he describes as square concrete boxes, which are designed to be produced very fast and very cheap and very effective.
Yeah. Which is actually a thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, brutalism is a thing. It's not, but he's saying it's the only architecture.
Yeah,
that's modern architecture for you. Well,
brutalism.
There's that, and then there's the Tartarian architecture.
Yeah, yeah. And just on the brutalism part, I've some of these videos, they show like collages of bad architecture. And it's always, you know, like there's a house that might be designed to be a little bit quirky, you know, like, oh, it looks like the house is standing on its side. Or there's, you know, the windows are collapsing in on, you know, like weirdo architecture. And to, you know, show how bad we are at architecture now compared to the Tartarians who were really good at it.
So I guess the other thing besides, you know, ISIS and the CIA teaming up to blow things up, the other thing that they say has happened is that there's been a global mud flood. There's been some sort of massive global cataclysm. All of this mud has flooded the cities.
Yep.
And so the ancient civilization of Tartaria is beneath our feet. And I saw some, our old friend Max Egan, the Australian correspondent for Iran's Press TV. I listened to a podcast with him where he was talking about, it's like, you know, we go out and people will, you know, dig things up in the middle of nowhere and they'll find these ancient ruins, but no one's ever digging up in the city because, like, why would you? You're not going to dig up the street. It's like, well, have you seen Ghostbusters 2? But it's like, no one's digging up in the street. If you did though, you'd find all of this ancient architecture, but just no one's ever dug up in a city. So no one knows.
I mean, anyone that's been into Melbourne CBD in the last 3 years, which, you know, might not be super likely because COVID. But if you've been in recently, there's people digging up in the city all over the place.
Yeah, there's a lot of big archaeology digs going on, right? Because they've been building new buildings.
Yeah. And I feel like if, you know, I can't imagine all the workers out working on the Melbourne Rail Tunnel are super tight-lipped. So if they found an ancient civilization underneath, they'd probably tell someone at the pub.
If there's, look, I don't know how to say this without getting cancelled. Okay.
All right. This is, cams finally getting cancelled.
Yeah. This is This is a safe space, right? But it's like, and like, I love the employees of the Metro Trains project, but they're gossipy bitches. Like, yeah. we all know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. But a bunch of loose-lipped Larrys is how you would have to describe them. So, yeah, they're not keeping secrets about this stuff.
Yep.
I guess the thing is, right, there are these two... There's this Tartarian theory, and I feel like there's two competing things. So you have this idea that there's a mud flood and that all of the ancient civilization is buried, but then you have this competing theory, which is like... No, actually, all of the old ornate buildings that you see around the place are actually Tartarian buildings.
Yeah, but...
So, like, why aren't they buried?
Isn't part... Yeah, that is true. But isn't part of it, like, they're the kind of the tops of these great buildings?
Oh,
so
right.
The buildings are so great.
But we're actually only just seeing the tippy top of them.
Yeah, and what happens, like, a lot of people are taking, you know, like, buildings that have a basement that have got windows... You know, small windows right at the top.
Yeah.
To let some light in. They're like, why would you have windows for a basement?
Yeah, this is like probably the main bit of evidence for this idea that things have been buried. Is that they're like, you can dig down and find basements with windows because also the soil level does go up in cities over time.
Hmm.
And like the ground level. Because, you know, when we put roads and things in, we go up a little higher than when we're on the ground.
Yeah.
We dig down. We muck around with things.
Have you watched Time Team? I'll dig a trench and find like Roman floors 2 meters under the surface of the dirt.
Yeah.
Like, because that's where the ground used to be.
Yeah.
What's now Time Team? Higher.
It's like an old TV show. It's
an old ABC TV show where they'd go around England digging up Roman sites.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
But it's like, that's just how it works. And that's like just a simple archaeological concept that seems to escape these people.
Yeah.
Sorry, I need to get this out because I've started saying it.
Yeah.
It's the one with Baldrick. I've seen that.
Yeah, Tony Robinson. Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't worth it. Sorry, Cam.
That's all right. But it's like there's that concept that seems to escape them. And then there's, yeah, what you just mentioned, which is that basements had windows. And they're like, why would a basement have a window? It's like, because they didn't have electricity.
Yeah, they needed to let some light in.
It's like, oh, let's just light a fire in the basement, shall we? At some point they worked out, let's just put a little window up the top.
Yeah.
But now, it's also, they don't ever seem to wonder, it's like, why did this ancient civilization, which we say had the most amazing architecture, why did they have all these buildings with tiny fucked up windows?
Well, no, because they're saying if you dig underneath... then there's going to be more window. They're not saying the window's tiny. They're saying the mud flood.
They're saying just buried. The little bit of window you can see at the bottom on the ground, that's the top of a larger window.
Yeah.
But we could go into that building and go into the basement and see that it's just a little bit of window up the top and then it's just basement wall.
Yeah, we could. But, I mean, we're not idiots.
Yeah.
We can immediately see the flaws in this theory.
One of the photos I saw about this whole thing was like photos of the Capitol building in the US?
Mm.
And they've done some excavation at the front of it. And they've dug down like, I don't know, 10 meters and they've dug away sometime in the past, I guess they did it. And you can see that the building goes down quite far under the ground. And it's like, have these people, have they not heard of foundations and basements?
Yep.
And it's like, does it not make any sense that the staircase stops at the dirt level and then there's a big 10-meter sheer drop down to nothing? Like, should that not be a big grand staircase that travels down the rest of the 10 meters of the building? It just kind of falls off to a cliff.
It's just a fundamental misunderstanding of something that's very basic, right?
Yeah.
Or a number of things. Construction.
This takes us back to like episode one, like just the simple concepts that if you misunderstand, I heard a lot of talk when I was researching this. They're like, you know, once you understand this, you understand so much. But it's like, actually, once you misunderstand this very simple concept, there's a whole world of things you can misunderstand.
Yeah, I understand the theory and I understand less about humanity. One of the things they love to do as well is they're showing like old-timey photos of old-timey people being a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
Or like a shack or something and being like, ah, look at this. How did they build this? And then they'll show the Taj Mahal or something. Mm. It's like, well, that the person that built the shack didn't do that.
No. Yeah, I saw one where it was like, yeah, some really quite ornate building, which you can see in any sort of city. You can go around and see these buildings, especially in Europe. Mm. These really ornate buildings with like fancy cornices and things, gargoyles and whatnot.
You go to Budapest and like every building on every street is just covered in like faces screaming at you and shit and all this like real like floral little carvings and stuff.
But they'll show like photos of that and then they'll show a photo of some guy with like the most simple tools. It's like, well, they didn't build it with that. And it wasn't just one guy building it. They had a whole bunch of guys. And there seems to be this total misunderstanding about like differences in economy. Like back then there was a little bit more cash to go around on to splash out on making some of these things.
There's also it came up in the pyramid stuff as well, is building big ornate buildings was a way to keep everyone busy.
Yeah.
Because and I know it's a super simplification, but you know, there wasn't much to do, and especially in I guess Egypt, it was quite prosperous. So they're like, "Oh, we just might as well all chip in. We don't have the internet. We can't, you know, we can't do TikToks. We can't binge on the latest Netflix series. We might as well just build a big thing."
Yeah,
they did.
But like, I even saw like on a real micro scale, people in that Tartaria Australia Facebook group putting up photos of statues, like these ornate statues of people, and they're like, well, are we expected to believe that they did this with a, you know, a hammer and chisel? It's like, yes. But then, so what's the alternative? Because they're like, yeah, it's a lot of detail for a hammer and chisel. It's like, yeah, that's what a master stone mason or whatever can do. But then, so then the question is, what's the alternative you're suggesting? And they're like, was it maybe a Medusa that has just turned someone to stone? It's like, I think we might be operating on a different level.
I did see a picture of Medusa in that that Facebook group, Tarturi Australia. There seems to be, it was posted by the lady that seems to be posting most things. And it's a picture of just a Elizabethan period lady. She's got like curly hair and it's quite, you know, detailed sculpture. Mm-hmm. And it says, real people turned into stone or technology printing the art. I'm undecided.
Yeah. So it's one of those two things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe it might be a 3D printing of like a, I don't know. Either way, it's not real people being turned into stone.
No.
We can discount that theory.
Or it could have just been someone who knocked it together.
Yep. Yep. There is...
Yeah, it's a bust from 1626. Giuliano Fanelli knocked together this bust. You can go see it in the Louvre.
Oh, yeah, I've been to the Louvre.
Or have they just 3D printed this out the back of the Louvre?
Well, hang on, what's the reason for... What would be the reason for them 3D printing it?
So that's the thing. Is it just to fill in the gaps of our history? So we have this problem where they've erased all of this history of the Tartarians, so they have to make up all of this history of modern civilization to fill in the gaps.
Right.
So you go to a museum and it's just full of bullshit.
Hey, isn't that, don't you mean modern art? You know, modern art can.
Now, Robbo, when do you reckon all this might have gone down? Sounds like something maybe 1,000 years ago, and that's why no one can remember it.
To humor you, yes.
Yeah. You'd be wrong, Robbo, you bloody idiot.
I mean, we've already...
You drongo.
We've already kind of said...
Well, so this is supposed to have happened like 200 or 100 to 200 years ago. So yeah. Within living memory, there are like supposedly there are people still alive today who would at least remember someone who would remember the Empire of Tartaria that's sprawled across the globe.
Yeah, I mean, other than metro tunnel diggers in Melbourne,
yeah,
we know that old people love to gossip too.
Yeah.
Because they grew up in a time where there wasn't Netflix either, and no TikTok.
Yeah.
So all they had to do was gossip.
Yeah.
They were their own TikToks.
Yeah. So if one of them had seen a flood of mud, they would have been like, hey, everyone, did you guys see that?
Did you see all that mud? Wasn't there a civilization here just before?
Yeah. Wasn't this building like 8 feet taller?
Just going to go down to the third floor below the base. Wait a minute.
Didn't this basement used to have windows? Like bigger ones, not just those little ones at the top?
So I saw a couple of explanations for why nobody remembers this stuff. One is that there's been this massive campaign to, you know, blow up all the buildings, like every war. Right. The other thing is when they blew up all the buildings, you know what else they did? Well, probably not that, but they killed everyone.
Right.
Well, hang on. What was the noise you were trying to do then?
Yeah.
It was a machine gun.
That sounds like a cartoon erection.
That would be more like... They killed everybody.
Right.
And right. Except for the kids. And so the kids were easy to, you know, we can just teach them this new history. Which I still feel like the children would remember. Didn't there used to be a bunch of adults? And then suddenly there were very few adults. And they were all telling us, oh, by the way, you've got to remember, you know, Queen Elizabeth the First. Or you've got to remember King Henry the Eighth. It's just some bullshit we made up. Just remember it.
But, I mean, if you are going to trick anyone in society...
It'll be children. They're so stupid.
Yeah, top of the list, children. Ask. Idiots. Yeah.
Well, actually, I have a group of people who I find more gullible than children, but anyway.
Well, yeah, just below them would be the metro train tunnel diggers of Melbourne.
Yeah, who are seeing all of this evidence and they're too foolish to understand what it is.
And then third on the list is old people.
Yeah.
All very easily tricked.
And this is something... But then... It's like, all right, they did this because they had to wipe out the Tartarians. But then I saw people like Max Egan saying, oh, this is just something they do every 200 years. They just kill everyone, teach the kids a bunch of history. It's like, wait, are we coming up with the same history every time? Or are we teaching them a new fake history every time? Oh. And why do we have to keep doing this? Or is it the other thing that was being suggested was, oh, there's like a, you know, regular solar minimums when the world is like freezing over and...
Is this where, like, the Mandela effect comes from?
Maybe.
A bunch of kids are getting taught their fake history, but then someone else comes along and goes, I was pretty sure I was taught that this happened.
Yeah. Well, they had, like, the old history books from, like, two histories back.
Yeah.
They'd never updated.
Someone forgot to chuck them out.
Yeah, funding cuts for the New World Order.
Just the logistics of one... step of this plan alone.
Wait, what? What are you suggesting? I get what you're suggesting. That's all pretty stupid. So you're going to have to come in and do a bit of cleanup, which is why in the 60s we get color television, we get makeup on women, and that's scrambling their little bloody brains, isn't it? They think they're just putting some rouge on. But in fact, they're poisoning their minds with all the chemicals seeping in through their cheeks. And it's making them forget.
And what about men?
Oh, well, this is the thing, Robbo. When you're in the office smoking your cigarette, drinking your brandy, give them a little pat on the bot, a little kiss on the cheek. What's happening when you kiss them on the cheek?
Contact.
Sexual harassment.
You're sucking all of the chemicals up into your brain, aren't you? You fell right into the New World Order's crap.
Okay, then the next logical step of this is now in a post-Me Too world.
Yeah.
Where, you know.
We're starting to wake up.
It's not No, stay with me on this. It's, you know, we're told that we can't do a little bit of sexual assault in the office anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is why the feminization of men is such a big thing now.
Yeah.
And why bloody blokes are getting around in makeup.
Exactly.
So after the Me Too movement, they had to be like, oh, no, now we need to, like, make effeminate men hugely popular.
Yeah, we need to zhuzh them up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's why zhuzhing up is a thing.
Oh, my God, that is exactly why zhuzhing up is a thing.
But as it was explained to me, you know, once they erase a memory out of your brain, how would you know it was gone?
Well, if I know anything from movies, and I'm pretty sure I do, you'll eventually start getting little snippets and flashbacks.
Yeah.
At least one person will be. And that's enough to trigger the downfall.
Exactly. So, yeah, pretty dumb stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just misunderstanding a lot of basic concepts about how buildings work.
Yeah.
I saw one thing that was brought up was like, you know, there was this hotel in New York that had 150 rooms and only two bathrooms. And it's like, and they had to put toilets into this hotel to bring it up to code eventually. It's like, why was that? Why did they have no bathrooms? Yeah. Were they all just going out to outhouses? You know, they tell us about these things called outhouses. It's like, yeah, because they didn't have indoor plumbing when they built
a hotel like that in Amsterdam once.
Yeah.
It's not like one toilet for every two floors.
It's not that difficult a concept, but also it's like, they're like, you know, in
sink, to be honest.
In ancient Rome, thanks, Salty. In ancient Rome, they supposedly had all of this fancy plumbing, like the viaducts. And yet we're expected to believe they didn't have indoor plumbing in like the 1700s. It's like, yeah, that is what we're expected to believe. But then the thing is, though, they're like, why would they have this hotel with no toilets? And it's because the Tartarians didn't eat. They'd worked out how to just get energy from the ether. And this is why they were so dangerous, because you can't control someone who doesn't need to have a munch.
Yeah.
If they can just suck some energy out of the air, you have nothing to hold over them.
Yeah, right.
So there you go. There you have it.
Why did the buildings have any toilets?
Well, they ended up having to put toilets in.
Well, like, I imagine the Tartarians had some servants, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But or like, they didn't, because they were good.
Yeah, I think everyone would... It was like a perfect society. It was either a perfect society or it was like some sort of terrible society. You know, one of those things.
I didn't have no like shit and fart jokes to make.
That's the thing. It's supposed to be some sort of utopia, but they have no fart jokes.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah, that's...
That's what doesn't make sense to me.
So I did see also on that Tartaria Facebook page a picture of one of the recent cooker rallies in Melbourne and Spring Street in the background.
Mm.
And they're like, you know, the most beautiful sight, Tartarian architecture and fucking cookers. Isn't this amazing? It's like, no, it's just Spring Street.
Yeah.
We know when it was built. You guys are really just getting in the way of everything. Yeah. One of the other things about this as well is all the architecture they show is very different. It's just old-timey.
Yeah.
It's not like they've even tried to say that this is similar to each other. It's just old-timey looking. And there might be like anything with a dome or a column.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you guys watch any of our cool Guitar Gears videos?
Oh, just a little snippet.
Just a bit, yeah.
So if people are playing at home and want to learn all about Tartaria, Cool Guitar Gear, a channel on YouTube, has parts 1 to 20 showing the story of ancient architecture and sometimes singing a song, but mostly it's just jamming out on the guitar and highlighting what cool guitar gear that he's using while jamming out on the guitar and showing these clips of ancient architecture. It's incredibly niche content.
Yep. The guitar jamming is significantly better than the songs.
Yeah, the songs are pretty bad. Like, the jams are like, oh, yeah, this guy knows how to play a guitar and he's good at it. Worthy of having a channel called Cool Guitar Gear.
Yeah.
And he seems to have a lot of guitar gear that is also cool.
The songs are, this is a guy who doesn't understand basements and maybe has a bit of a shaky grasp on songwriting.
Yep. I was surprised at how in rhythm he is with the guitar and how out of rhythm he is with his songs.
I think we're going to wrap this up now, yeah? I just caught a glimpse on the Tartaria Australia Facebook page, like a building in Ballarat. And they already know what people are going to say. They're like, before you know, getting in before you say Gold Rush. It's like, yeah, there was a Gold Rush. That's why they built a bunch of fancy buildings in Ballarat, because they found a bunch of gold.
So to just come back to cool guitar gear, the Tartaria gear is going gangers for them. For example, their video, which is showing off the Plexi Ranger by Carl Martin, which looks like an effects pedal or something.
Right.
It's got 434 views. And honestly, that looks like a cool video. Like the Plexi Ranger looks cool. If I was into guitars, I'd be like, oh, maybe I want to look at that. 400 views. The Greatest Story Part 1, Our Journey Begins, which is the Tartaria series, 11,000 views. And 400 views seems to be a high one for his non-Tartaria gear.
Right, so he does it's like normal guitar gear as well.
Yeah. So part 20 of The Greatest Story was released 3 days ago, so there might be even more than 20 parts. That's at 5,000 views.
Wow.
And then one day ago, the Bass Butler effects thingo, 200 views.
Yeah, but I mean, that's all pretty modest. There's people, I don't want to think about this stuff. There's people doing big numbers with this stupid gear.
Yeah,
I think we've seen other videos or things that are stupid cooked and they're like 400,000 views.
Anyway, good on them.
No, good on them. Like, we're seeing how really poor understanding of information is playing out globally right now. So no, not good on them, Cam. God damn it. good on them. Get those numbers.
That GoFundMe got shut down as well, by the way. So that was good.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is the Tartarian mud flood theory. Turns out that you need a little window at the top of your basement. Robbo, people can find us at Hypothopod on Twitter.
Hopefully.
Yeah, as long as our Twitter doesn't get shut down for posting photos of Alex Jones. You can find us on Facebook. We're on Patreon. Look up the Hypothetical Institute. Thank you to Tammy, our Cook $33 sponsor.
Thank you.
Robbo, where can they get you, mate, besides Short Jaw Brewery?
Short Jaw on all the social medias, except for Twitter. Someone else has got that, and I need to get my trademark registered before I take it back.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah, that was kind of annoying. That's the one thing I can't get. But who uses Twitter anymore for anything constructive other than just yelling at people?
Yeah.
But Instagram and Facebook, Short Jaw, there's nothing on there yet, but stuff is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And out of a time everywhere else. Hey, I think this is going to be my last podcast in the country, so I don't know.
Ooh. There might be a little delay in proceedings then.
Yeah, maybe we could do a news show or two just for the patrons.
Yeah, but yeah, let's flag now that Robbo is moving to another country. Yeah. His brewery that he has bought is currently in the process of pouring out thousands of litres of beer, so he might be busy.
I did a national radio in New Zealand talking about that very thing. And a lot of people got in touch and like, oh, man, what a cool story. When's your beer available? I'm like, oh, not till February. It sucks that I'm getting all this media coverage right now.
Yeah, for somebody else's beer going down the drain.
So you're just dumping a shitload of someone else's beer?
No, they're dumping it because they couldn't pay the excise.
Right.
Yeah, so I would have to sell that beer, I would have had to pay the excise on it.
Yeah.
Because in New Zealand, excise tax works through customs. So you have a zone that is the customs zone, and every time you take beer out of that, you need to pay excise tax on it.
Okay.
And so there's all this beer that was from the old brewery that wasn't sold, and it was old, and you know, there's no way that I would sell that.
Yeah.
So they had to tip it out, but that amount of beer, customs need to be part of that process, and the council needs to be part of it as well because
it's too much to dump into the drain at once.
The waterways.
Yeah, 7,000 litres of beer is not good for the waterways.
There's going to be some drunk fish in Westport.
Yeah. It was funny that story, because dumping beer isn't really a huge story generally. Like, that happens pretty frequently. and many breweries for whatever reason. But, you know, people are dumping beer, you know, the comments are like, oh, they should have invited us along. Yeah. We could have taken care of it. No, you couldn't have.
It's too much beer. It's too much beer for one man.
It's too much beer for you and your friends. 7,000 liters is so much beer.
This is like the opposite of a shoey, because a shoey is just how much beer can fit in a shoe. Yeah.
Not much.
This is like thousands and thousands of shoes worth of beer we're talking.
Yeah.
Salty, where can they get you, mate?
Saltmarsh on Twitter and Instagram, and The Salt on Twitch.
And you can get me at Sexenheimer on Twitter. Yena Passaran is my radio show about the far right on 3CR, which you can find at all the podcast places. And this week we're talking to Van Badham about QAnon. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Don't worry about a thing, except if all our world leaders are alien reptilians. I said, don't worry about a thing, except maybe the fluoride in our water supply contains mind-altering drugs. Don't worry about a thing, except whether or not Port Arthur was a false flag operation in which to disarm Australia. John Lennon say, I buried Paul at the end of Strawberry Fields forever. Ooh, don't worry about a thing, except not only did Bush do 9/11, but he also keeps the planes out in Area 51, which, let's not forget, where all the aliens are. Don't worry about a thing, except Donald Trump is clearly a woman, and you're just blind if you can't see them. Why don't you...